Welcome to the Quarterly Briefing, where we take a closer look at the financial stories behind the world's biggest public companies, powered by AI to make it smarter, faster, and more engaging. Our goal is to make financial data more accessible by demystifying the complexities of corporate finance and informing people about the dynamics of today's markets. This podcast is not financial advice. It's for entertainment and educational purposes only. If you're curious about how companies grow, stumble, or pivot in today's fast-paced markets, you're in the right place. This is the Quarterly Briefing, where AI meets numbers and numbers meet narrative.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a closer look at AIG, their recent financial performance, to be exact. So we've got a few things to dig into. We've got their third quarter 2024 10Q report, the earnings call transcript, and they even put out a presentation deck. So really kind of getting a view from all angles here.
Yeah, you know, one thing that jumped out at me was AIG's pretty minimal exposure to this year's hurricane season. I mean, the industry is projecting losses of like $125 billion. But it seems like AIG kind of skirted around the worst of it. And what's really interesting is that they wrote around the same amount in property premiums this year as they did back in 2012. You know the year Superstorm Sandy hit?
Yeah, that's a pretty stark contrast.
Yeah.
Back then, AIG took a $2 billion hit from Sandy, which is almost 7% of the estimated $30 billion market loss. And their total catastrophe losses that year were about 4% of the overall market. Now they're projecting less than 1% market share of the losses, despite similar exposure levels.
So is this just dumb luck?
Yeah.
Or is there something more strategic going on here? I think it's definitely not just luck. This is where AIG's underwriting strategy really comes into play. And their reinsurance strategy, they're basically choosing to take on less risk than a lot of their competitors. They're being very selective about which policies they write and how much risk they actually keep versus passing on to reinsurers.
So playing it safe, which makes sense in a volatile market like this, especially when you're talking about something as unpredictable as hurricanes. But before we go too deep into that, can we step back for a second and just talk about AIG's overall structure? Can you give us like a quick overview?
Yeah, sure. So there are two main branches. You've got general insurance, which is further split into North America and international, and then what they call other operations. This is where things like the Corebridge spinoff fall, which we'll get to a little bit later.
I got it. And from what I'm seeing in these reports, general insurance is really the star performer here, right? Especially their commercial lines.
Definitely. They're seeing really strong growth, particularly in areas like marine and energy, which is pretty impressive, considering the kind of global economic climate we're in right now.
Hold on. Energy. Isn't that sector considered kind of risky these days?
Oh, it definitely has its own unique risks. But AIG has a lot of expertise in this area, and their careful underwriting, that's probably playing a big part in their success. They're not just writing any energy policy that comes their way. They're really being selective, choosing, you know, the most promising and well-managed risks.
Makes sense. So it's not about avoiding risk completely. It's more about understanding it and managing it effectively. When we talk about growth, how much are we actually talking about here? Do we have any specific numbers?
Yeah, we're seeing some pretty significant numbers. For example, their international specialty lines, those are up 10%.
Right.
And Talbot, which is their specialty underwriting arm, they're showing a 6% increase. But I think what's most telling is the 25% jump in submissions. For both of those, it shows that there's a real appetite for what AIG is offering, even in these kind of niche, higher risk sectors.
Wow, those are some serious gains. And to think they're doing all of this while also being so careful with their underwriting.
Exactly. AIG's strategy seems to prioritize long-term stability, consistent performance, over chasing those quick profits. They might not be at the top of the pack every quarter, but this conservative approach, it really helps them weather market fluctuations and unexpected events like we were talking about with hurricanes.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so let's switch gears for a minute and talk about other operations. There's been some movement there, particularly with the Corebridge spinoff. Can you catch us up on that?
Sure. So Corebridge has officially been deconsolidated, which means it's no longer included. In AIG's main financial reporting, this move really simplifies AIG's structure, and it allows analysts to zero in on those core insurance operations. It's all part of AIG's strategic streamlining. Earlier this year, they also sold their personal travel insurance business that went to Zurich.
So it seems like they're really focused on honing in on those core strengths and shedding anything that doesn't fit into that long-term vision. It'll be interesting to see how all of this plays out. Okay, let's talk about investments. They're bringing in a lot of money. From these successful insurance businesses, how are they managing all that capital?
Well, they actually have different strategies for backing reserves, which is the money set aside to pay out claims, and surplus, which is the excess capital, after meeting their obligations. So for reserves, they're playing it safe with highly liquid assets, primarily fixed maturity securities. Think of it like a giant savings account, but full of super safe bonds.
Okay, that makes sense. You need that money readily available to pay out claims. Can't really tie it up in some risky venture.
Right. But for their surplus, they're getting a little more adventurous. They're dipping their toes into alternative investments to try and get a better return on that extra cash.
Okay, now this is where it gets interesting. Alternative investment. What does that actually mean? Are we talking private equity, hedge funds, real estate?
Yeah, all of the above. Private equity, hedge funds, real estate. They're still predominantly invested in those liquid fixed maturity securities, like we talked about. But they are strategically allocating a portion to these other asset classes, trying to capture potentially higher yields. And this is mostly happening in their North American operation.
Interesting. Why this strategy?
Well, you know, the investment climate right now is pretty complex. Rising interest rates, there's that persistent concern about inflation and just overall market volatility. So AIG is trying to find that balance between generating decent returns and managing risk effectively.
So taking a calculated risk with some of their surplus, hoping to boost returns.
Yeah.
Without jeopardizing that overall financial stability.
Exactly. And they're doing this by diversifying across different asset classes, different sectors, different issuers, to spread that risk and hopefully enhance those returns.
Okay. Starting to get the bigger picture here. AIG is all about measured risks, strategic moves, focusing on that long-term value creation. They're cautious, but not afraid to seize an opportunity when it makes sense. And there's something that really caught my eye in these reports. AIG's use of generative AI to kind of boost their underwriting process.
Yeah, that's definitely an interesting development. But it's important to point out that they're not just handing over the reins to the robots. They're really emphasizing the importance of human expertise, especially from their experienced underwriters.
So striking a balance between AI and human intelligence, I'm curious how they're doing that. How are they ensuring that AI is being used ethically and effectively in such a critical area like underwriting?
It seems like they're taking a very measured approach. They've established what they call a collaborative space down in Atlanta. It's kind of a testbed for their Gen AI ecosystem. They're experimenting with new end-to-end underwriting processes that blend the power of AI with human judgment and experience.
So Atlanta is like their AI innovation lab.
Yeah, you could say that. They're carefully developing and refining those Gen AI applications in that controlled environment before they implement them more broadly. It's a good example of how AIG is embracing this cutting-edge innovation while also remaining committed to those core values of underwriting excellence.
Right. It's crucial. They're not just throwing AI at the problem and hoping for the best. They're really considering how to integrate it into their existing workflows and expertise.
Exactly. That approach is crucial in a field like insurance, where human judgment and experience are still so important.
Okay. I'm starting to see how all these pieces fit together. Strong financials. Cautious approach to risk, embracing new technologies like AI, paints a picture of a company that's both innovative and financially responsible. We've just scratched the surface here, so let's take a break, and we'll come back to delve deeper into AIG's capital management strategy and what it all means for potential investors.
So before the break, we were talking about AIG embracing innovation, but also sticking to their core values. And I think that's one of the most interesting things about this whole deep dive.
Yeah, it is a compelling story for sure. It's like they're trying to find that balance.
Yeah.
Between, you know, moving forward and holding on to what's made them successful in the past. But let's get back to the numbers for a bit. You mentioned AIG's capital management strategy before the break. Could you kind of expand on that a little?
Yeah, absolutely. They've laid out four main priorities. First is maintaining strong capital levels, then keeping debt low, returning capital to shareholders, and ensuring parent liquidity. Think of it like making sure you have enough savings, keeping your debt under control, treating yourself to something nice every now and then, and having enough cash on hand for those unexpected expenses.
Okay, I like that analogy. So how are they actually putting this into practice?
Well, they've made some big moves recently, just increased their dividend by 11%, which is a pretty strong signal to investors. And they're continuing that share buyback program. They're planning to repurchase $10 billion in stock over 2024 and 2025.
That's good news for anyone holding AIG stock. So they're rewarding their shareholders.
Yeah.
but also keeping an eye on their financial health.
Exactly. It shows a real commitment to balancing the needs of their investors with the long-term health of the company.
And this brings us to another interesting point. AIG has mentioned they're considering more dividend increases in 2025. Sounds like a pretty big vote of confidence in their future earnings.
It really does. And it all goes back to their goal of stability and growth. They're not just trying to survive. They want to thrive in this challenging market.
This deep dive has been really insightful. I feel like I have a much better understanding of AIG, where they stand right now, their priorities, and their vision for the future. It seems like they're doing well across the board, from their core insurance business to their use of AI and their commitment to shareholder value.
I agree. They're definitely a company worth keeping an eye on. Their approach is interesting. It's both cautious and forward-thinking, and I'm curious to see how it all plays out in the coming years.
Now, let's talk about what this means for our listeners. We've unpacked a lot of information about AIG, but how can you actually apply these insights?
That's a great question. I think the biggest takeaway here is that understanding a company's financials and strategic priorities can be really valuable, especially if you're thinking about investing in them.
Absolutely. We've gone beyond just summarizing the numbers. We've tried to give you a sense of their decision-making process, their risk appetite, their areas of focus, and their overall vision.
Right. With this knowledge, you can follow AIG's journey with a more informed perspective. You can look at their future earnings reports, their strategic announcements, and how they're performing in the market with a deeper understanding of what's driving their decisions.
So this isn't just about understanding AIG. It's about empowering you to be a more informed investor. It's about giving you the tools to analyze companies, assess their potential, and make decisions that align with your own investment goals.
Exactly. We've provided the map. Now it's up to you to chart your own course through the world of finance.
This has been a really enlightening deep dive. We've covered a lot, from hurricanes and reinsurance to AI and alternative investments. But before we wrap up, I want to circle back to something we touched on earlier, AIG's approach to generative AI. It's not just about adopting the latest tech. It's about carefully integrating it into their existing workflows and expertise.
Yeah, their approach is quite unique. They're not just jumping on the AI bandwagon. They're really thinking about how to leverage this technology to improve their operations and serve their customers better.
And their collaborative space in Atlanta is a testament to that commitment. It's not just a fancy tech hub, it's a dedicated space for experimentation,
collaboration,
and responsible innovation. They're using it to develop and refine their AI applications in a controlled environment before rolling them out more broadly.
It really shows their commitment to a human-centered approach to AI. They understand that AI is a tool. It's not meant to replace human expertise. It's about finding the right balance between technology and human judgment.
And that's a valuable lesson for any organization. It's about embracing innovation while staying true to your core values and prioritizing the human element.
I couldn't agree more. It's about making sure technology empowers people, not replaces them.
We've seen how AIG is using this philosophy in their underwriting. They're using AI to support their experienced underwriters, freeing them up to focus on the more complex aspects of risk assessment.
It's a great example of how to use technology to enhance human capabilities.
Now let's zoom out a bit. We've talked about AIG's financials, their strategic priorities, their approach to risk management, and their use of AI. What are your final thoughts on their overall position and future prospects?
I think AIG is in a very strong position. So they've made some tough choices in recent years, streamlining their operations, investing in technology, focusing on their strengths, and those decisions are paying off.
They're definitely leaner, more focused, and adaptable.
Exactly. And they're not afraid to go against the grain. While a lot of their competitors are chasing growth at any cost, AIG is taking a more measured approach, prioritizing profitability, stability, and long-term value.
It's like they're playing the long game.
Exactly. And that's a strategy that should serve them well in the long run. The world is only getting more complex and unpredictable. And companies that focus on resilience and adaptability are going to have an edge.
So if someone's considering AIG as an investment, what's the key takeaway here?
I think the main thing to remember is that AIG is a company worth watching. They might not be the flashiest or most talked about name in insurance, but they're quietly building a very impressive track record.
Slow and steady wins the race, right?
Exactly. So if you're looking for a company with strong fundamentals, a disciplined management team, a clear vision, and a commitment to both innovation and stability, AIG is definitely worth a closer look.
And there you have it, folks. Another deep dive successfully completed. We've gone from knowing nothing to being pretty well informed on AIG. We've seen their strengths, their challenges, and their strategies for navigating a complex and ever-changing world. But most importantly, we've given you the tools and insights you need to keep exploring AIG's story and form your own opinions about their future.
Because at The Deep Dive, we believe knowledge is power. And the more you know, the better equipped you are to make smart decisions about your investments, your career, and your life.
So keep diving, keep exploring, and keep asking those tough questions. The world is full of fascinating insights waiting to be discovered, and we'll be here to guide you along the way. Until next time, happy diving.
You know, it's really fascinating to see how AIG is balancing this long-term vision with the need to adapt to a world that's changing so quickly. I mean, they're not just sitting back and watching. They're actually evolving while sticking to their core principles.
Yeah, it's like they're building a ship while sailing it. That's a great way to put it. And speaking of navigating those rough waters, their approach to the 2024 hurricane season really highlights their disciplined risk management. Remember how we talked about their surprisingly low exposure, even though they wrote similar amounts in property premiums compared to 2012, the year of Superstorm Sandy?
Right. Their reinsurance strategy was key there. They strategically transferred some of that risk to other companies so they could minimize their own potential losses, but still participate in the market. It's a really good example of how smart risk management can actually protect a company's bottom line.
It's like having insurance for your insurance policies. And they're using that same thoughtful approach to innovation, especially with their use of generative AI. They're not just throwing technology at every problem that comes up. They're carefully integrating it into what they're already doing and the expertise they already have.
Their collaborative space in Atlanta is a great example of that. It's a dedicated space where they can experiment and refine things, where they can test and fine-tune their AI applications before they release them more widely. It shows they're really committed to responsible innovation.
And it also emphasizes how much they believe in human expertise. They're not trying to get rid of their underwriters and replace them with algorithms. They're giving them AI tools to make their decisions and risk assessments even better.
Yeah, it's a good reminder that technology works best when it's used to make humans better, not to replace them completely.
Well said. So as we wrap up this deep dive into AIG, what's the most important thing for our listeners to take away? What should they be thinking about as they keep up with AIG in the coming months and years?
I think the key takeaway is that AIG is a company that's changing, but they're doing it with a clear plan, a disciplined approach, and a commitment to balancing innovation with stability.
They're embracing the future, but they're not forgetting where they came from, which seems like a pretty good recipe for success.
Exactly. They're definitely a company to keep an eye on, and we encourage you to learn more about them, look into their reports, and see how their strategy develops over time.
We've shown you what's going on behind the scenes. Now it's up to you to draw your own conclusions. And that's what The Deep Dive is all about, giving you the knowledge and insights you need to navigate the complicated world of finance and make informed decisions.
So keep learning, keep exploring, and keep asking those tough questions.
And that's a wrap on another deep dive into the world of finance. Thanks for joining us as we explored AIG's third quarter 2024 performance. We've broken down their strengths, their weaknesses, and the strategies they're using to navigate this ever-changing world. We've given you the tools and information you need to continue following AIG's story and form your own opinions about what the future holds for them.
At The Deep Dive, we believe that knowledge is power. The more you know, the better prepared you'll be to make smart decisions about your investments, your career, and your life.
So keep diving. Keep exploring and keep those questions coming. The world is full of amazing discoveries waiting to be made. We'll be here to help you along the way. Until next time, happy diving.
This is The Quarterly Briefing, a W Section podcast production. This podcast was generated completely with AI. If you like the podcast, please give us a like and tell your friends. If you have feedback or different companies you would like us to include in a future episode, please send us an email at idea@quarterlybriefing.com. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back. This is The Quarterly Briefing, a W Section podcast production. This podcast was generated completely with AI. If you like the podcast, please give us a like and tell your friends. If you have feedback or different companies you would like us to include in a future episode, please send us an email at idea@quarterlybriefing.com. Thank you for listening.